Hello, I'm Pauline Goldsworthy and I'm joined by
Chris Gillam.
Coming up, we have more new items of news and a couple of features. One is very short, about the North Walsham and Dillam Canal, and the other about the Great Hospital in Norwich. First, however, we have Information Desk to tell you about what's going on, some events which are coming up, and a chance to keep in contact.
First of all, thank you for all your kind messages. It is very good to hear how much you enjoy Chatterbox. We've had an email from Georgette Vale at the Wyndham Talking newspaper saying that they have had several of our Chatterbox memory sticks returned to them in their wallets as well as their own. Can we please ask those of you who receive a recording from more than one newspaper to make sure that the correct stick is put in each envelope, as this helps us all and saves a lot of time. Thank you.
Norwich City Council have received an application for a tables and chairs licence on the highway from the proprietors of Timber Hill Bakery outside their premises at 27 to 29 Timber Hill, Norwich, for a total of 7 tables and 9 benches, Monday to Sundays, all day, to provide outside seating for customers. There will be no live music and the area will be cleaned regularly. If you have any comments or concerns relating to this application, please address them to Tony Shearman, Licensing Manager, by the 23rd of February. Telephone number is 01603 212278, or you can email antonyshearman@norwich.gov.uk.
All those with sight problems are welcome to come and discuss everything from local events to international affairs. Meetings take place on the first Tuesday of the month from 2 to 4pm at the Bradbury Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. The cost is £3. The next meeting is on the 1st of March. For more information, call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558. That's 01603 629 558, or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk. That's marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
The NNAB have had to rearrange the speaker for the Gardener's Talk on Wednesday, the 9th of March. And instead of Christine Brailsford talking about the history of time, it will now be Barbara Miller talking on the life of Sir James Edward Smith, a preeminent Norwich botanist from the 18th century. It will take place at the Activity Hall, Bradbury Centre, on Wednesday, the 9th of March, from 2 till 3:30. The cost is £6, including refreshments. Please pay on the day. Booking is essential, so you can ring Mark or Elaine by the 29th of February at the NNAB telephone number and email as in the previous notice.
That's all from Information Desk this week. Now we go on to the news. Now, our first batch of news items, and we have quite a variety. We hear of two projects which have boosted the economy of our area. That is improvements to the road network, principally to the A11, which has boosted tourism. And last year's Go Go Dragons project is reckoned to have brought an additional £2.5 million in revenue to the city. Then a new eye clinic has been established for the city. We will start, however, with a generous donation to Walsingham, which has boosted the appeal for works to enhance the Slipper Chapel.
Walsingham's Catholic Shrine has been given a £4 million donation to help modernise one of the UK's most significant religious sites. Its custodians hope to raise £6 million to upgrade accommodation for visiting pilgrims, build new accommodation for the disabled, a retreat centre and wet weather cloister. They raised £400,000 last year, much of it from donations from visiting worshippers who come on pilgrimages from across the UK and further afield. Now Shrine Rector, Monsignor John Armitage, has revealed that the appeal has received £4 million from an unnamed benefactor. The shrine dates back to the 11th century, when the Virgin Mary is said to have appeared in a vision to the then Lady of the Manor, Richeldis de Favesh. It was designated a minor basilica by Pope Francis in December. The designation is given by the Holy Father to places of worship which are of particular historical significance.
The dueling of the A11 is among investments that mean tourism in the region has finally got its act together and is reaping the rewards, according to an industry leader. HoSeasons Managing Director Simon Altham said better transport links, upgraded broadband, higher quality accommodation and new attractions had sparked a seismic shift in the way the region is seen nationally. His optimistic assessment came as the Lowestoft-based company announced its best January on record, with UK bookings up 15% year on year. The east of England proved one of the standout regions with an increase of 17%, while bookings for boating breaks on the Broads rose 20% during the same period. Mr. Altham said the dualled A11 had cut journey times by up to an hour in peak periods, while a new mobile responsive website and early year offers had contributed to a surge in the popularity of short breaks. With a major customer base in the Midlands and the Northern Distributor Road on the way, pushing on with improvements to the A47 was the next infrastructure priority, he added.
Norwich's Go-Go Dragons were seen by many as the stars of summer 2015, and new statistics reveal that the full extent of the dragon effect that swept across Norwich. About 500,000 people followed the citywide art trail, brought to Norwich by children's charity Break and Wild in Art. And it is thought the event contributed an impressive £2.5 million to the local economy. The new figures come as Break reveals it is planning a third Go-Go trail for the city in 2018. They're taken from a survey undertaken by Tharston-based Zing Insights, which also found 82% of dragon hunters spent longer in Norwich because of the trail. On average, people spent about 15 hours looking for the 84 winged warriors, equating in total to an incredible 8 million hours of dragon hunting. Martin Green, Break's fundraising manager, said he was delighted with this success of the trail and how it brought a real feel-good factor to the city, as well as a big economic boost. It has been a real success story for everybody, he said.
A new eye clinic has opened as health bosses aim to increase capacity for one of the busiest medical services in the region. Central Norwich Eye Clinic on Grove Road will help meet demand for eye care in the city by treating patients with conditions such as glaucoma, macular degeneration and minor eye surgery. The service, which treats more than 100,000 patients per year, will be run by Norfolk and Norwich University Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust, that's NNUH for short. Additional optometrists and nurses are being recruited to meet the increasing demand for eye care. Colin Jones, ophthalmic consultant at NNUH, said with an ageing population, the demand for eye care is increasing and the new clinic will boost capacity and give patients living in the city easier access to care.
There will be no middle ground in Dipple and Conway Opticians Norfolk Cricket Alliance next season. From now on, clubs will either win a game or lose it. Ever since the league was founded in 1971, the challenge of batting out for a draw has been a key concept, with teams getting a few extra points themselves while denying the opposition their full quota. But far-reaching changes approved at the league's annual meeting at Swardston mean that it will no longer be the case, with the side that accumulates most runs over 50 overs in the Premier Division and 45 elsewhere taking the spoils. When the new campaign gets underway on April the 30th, it will be 15 points for a win and zero for a defeat, with nothing in between except the batting and bowling bonus points that will be earned in the same way as before. A total of 10 will be on offer, so 25 points will again be the maximum a side can take from one fixture.
Our second feature tells us of the only surviving medieval hospital with much of its medieval architecture and all its written archive intact. Rowan Mantle's article on the Great Hospital is read by Alan Shirley.